One of the world's biggest and most environmentally friendly cod longliners has begun its journey to Alaska. The 180-foot Northern Leader has left the shipyard, and after 2 weeks of work in Seattle, it should be fishing for cod in the Bering Sea in about a month. KDLG's Ben Matheson has the story.
The Northern Leader has connections to Bristol Bay. It's owned by Alaskan Leader Fisheries, of which BBEDC is a 50% owner. The new $30 million vessel is the largest freezer longliner built in the U.S. and is the biggest ever in terms of fish hold and freezing capacity. It features some eco-friendly technology that's new to the fishing fleet. It's the first fishing vessel in the country to use a hybrid diesel-electric propulsion system.
When we lose the docks, we're running out with using fuel, and then when we get out in the fishing grounds, we'll switch over to electricity. And the savings of these engines, the way they're combined, they'll probably save close to $500,000 in today's fuel price, which makes the boat very competitive.
Robin Samuelson is board chair of BBEDC. The advanced propulsion system does not require any transmission, according to Nick Delaney, the managing director and vice chairman for Alaskan Leader Fisheries.
If you can imagine, kind of almost like oversized outboard engines from the shaft down to the propeller that can turn 360 degrees. And powering those are electric motors that sit on top of them. So there's no shaft, there's no transmission, there's none of that stuff, because basically you can go full forward to full reverse without going in and out of gear. There's no transmission. You don't need it because you just turn the position of the propeller unit.
Freezers can hold 1.8 million pounds of fish. The line's 76,000 hooks will be automatically baited with technology from Norway. The vessel can harvest up to 62 million pounds of fish per year. It will target Alaskan cod, sablefish, and other groundfish species. The Northern Leader is the first longliner in the Bering Sea to take a nearly full harvest of the fish. By utilizing cod heads, they can use 85 to 95% of the fish instead of the standard 50 to 55%.
They get dried here in Pacific Northwest or in eastern Canada, and then they get shipped to markets in Nigeria and Ghana, and it represents a tremendous amount of the fish ends up back in the Bering Sea the way it is now. But there is definitely economic value.
In addition to the energy savings and maximum yield of each fish, Delaney highlights the environmental advantages of longlining that are less intrusive than trawl operations.
Baited hooks have a tendency to catch the targeted species that you're fishing for, so there's not a lot of bycatch.
Alaskan Leader Fisheries signed the contract with Martinac Shipyard in Tacoma in December of 2011. Construction began in March of 2012 and continued through June of this year. It should be fishing by about August 15th, beginning with Alaskan cod. Robin Samuelson says it's a big investment, but it should make money in the Bering Sea.
Cod prices are down right now, and we're still looking at for this vessel to be turning a profit and bringing them dollars back into the region.
A christening is scheduled for July 31st. They hope to have the governors of Washington and Alaska in attendance, as well as some local participation. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.